Okay, in the Greyhound, which is an Adams pub in Ipswich, having an American IPA, which is quite tasty, really. And then the starters on the menu, I didn't get the guy actually reading them, but I can remember quite a lot of it. There's chili con carne and various burgers, really, seem to be on the menu all the time, on the ordinary menu. And then we've got Stilton and mushroom soup. We've got leek and potato soup or chicken liver pate for starters. And for mains, we've got beef and olive ragu. We've got roast beef. We've got Chinese-style four-rib of beef with rice. We've got beef stew and dumplings. There was a pork dish, wasn't there, as well? Can't remember what it was. Can you?
I was dribbling over the beef dishes. So yeah. I lost concentration.
Yeah, yeah, and there were various various kind of puffy veggie dishes.
Sweet potato
and something. Oh, there was a curry. There was
pork pasta.
There was some kind of fairly mild, wussy sounding curry that. And I thought, yeah, bland.
Butter
chicken, yeah, that's very mild and khaki and bland, really.
Steak and ale pie.
Yeah, steak and ale pie, that's also true. So, yeah, lots and lots of beef. I think they must have got a cheap job lot in this week or something, or perhaps they've slaughtered a cow out the back. Either way, there are a hell of a lot of beef dishes. So obviously I have a report on what these starters are like, and we'll check out the puddings, I'm sure, as well. It'd be a crying shame not to have a pud. Okay, so after the first course has been demolished, the soup was quite thin in that it's not a soup with chunks in it, but really tasty, and not by any means an exceptionally thin. The bread was thick granary bread, quite fresh, nice and tasty. Came with butter, but I dipped it in the soup, which, you know, there's probably some kind of rule that results in death according to etiquette fiends, but I didn't drip any down my shirt, so it's fine. And I did drink the last of the soup out of the bowl, because it's a small bowl. You can do it unmessily. And the bowl's got little greyhound heads on the side, as like little handles, which Miss B had to describe, because I wouldn't have known that they were great. I knew they were animals' heads of some kind, but I wouldn't have known they were dogs' heads. But it's good that they have them like that. I wonder if they got them made by a local potter or something. So obviously I'll work out a mark for the overall meal, but I think the soup sets it off at above average, and there was a decent amount of it, wasn't there, as well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't describe the portion as under generous in any way. Is that done then? So we've now had our main courses, and the beef was tender and tasty and well cooked. The roasties were crispy on the outside, but nice and soft in the middle. The veg was nice and sort of crunchy rather than, you know. See, it's hard to really fault it.
Right, we've got a bacon tart. I'd have thought you'd have gone to...
Okay, it's Gabriel McBird here. The rest of that recording sort of got lost somehow, so I'm recapping it afterwards. Yeah, it's hard to find any fault with the roast, really. You'd be quite happy to get given it at home. Perhaps, yeah, I mean, there's a few tiny touches, and I've liked a slightly meatier gravy. The gravy tasted sort of veggy to me almost, and yeah, you're having it with beef, so a really beefy, tasty meat gravy would, yeah, thick meat gravy would have perhaps been good. But, you know, that's a small thing. And I felt full without being absolutely bursting. I quite like it when you get meals where you absolutely, there's so much of it that you almost, you feel your belly is going to pop. But the portion can be in no way described as small. So I'm going to give it, I am going to give it 8.5, really, I think, for the main. The soup, I said, was a little bit thin, but tasty, so I'd give that 7.5. And I've not really described the dessert yet. I had a chocolate brownie. Quite nice, but I would say it was more like a chocolate sponge than a chocolate brownie, really. So it could have been kind of denser in texture. It was very chocolatey. It's a shame it didn't come with... If it had come with chocolate sauce, it would have been, like, very good chocolate sponge and chocolate sauce. And I did try some of Claire's old ale sponge, which was, also very tasty and a bit different because it was made with ale rather than syrup or ginger or sticky toffee. It was quite good. So I'd give the dessert a 7, I'd say. It was, as I say, it was chocolatey, not perhaps quite the brownie sort of texture. The custard was fine and reasonably thick. So, yeah, we end up with an average around about 8, which I would say is pretty decent. The price of the roast was £11, and the price of the starter, the main dessert and 3 beers was about £32, which is perhaps heading towards restaurant prices. Living in London, you get kind of used to this as a typical kind of price, but I would say for Ipswich, it is rather dear. While I give the food maybe an 8, I think the prices are a bit much. And that might lower it to a 7. I'd say enjoy the food there if you're in the area. Go to the Greyhound, but do beware that you're looking more kind of London gastropub prices, perhaps, than what you might expect. That's about wraps it up for the Greyhound, really. I'd certainly happily eat there again. I'd try something other than a roast to see what that's like.